It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. Today is the birthday of the infamous American mobster Benjamin Bugsy Siegel, born in New York in 1906. From his early days as a street thug, he rose to become a feared crime boss, bookmaker, and Hollywood playboy who conspired with the likes of Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano. Siegel also left his mark in Las Vegas by building the luxurious Flamingo Hotel in 1946, but he was murdered just a few months later under still mysterious circumstances. Here are some fascinating facts about one of American history's most iconic gangsters. Siegel was born into a family of Austro-Hungarian Jews who immigrated to the United States in 1903 and settled in Manhattan's Lower East Side. There he later met and befriended future crime boss Meyer Lansky during his teen years, and together the two dabbled in robbery, gambling, and murder. With Prohibition in full effect, the group also joined with mobster Arnold Rothstein in a lucrative bootlegging business along the East Coast. As a teen, Siegel's violent temper caused his friends to describe him as crazy as a bedbug, and many began to call him Bugsy or Bugs. But the young gangster loathed the nickname and threatened anyone who used it. "My friends call me Ben," he once said. "Strangers call me Mr. Siegel, and guys I don't like call me Bugsy, but not to my face." Siegel's criminal reputation is steeped in myth and legend, but there is evidence that he played a role in around a dozen killings during his rise in the 1920s and 30s, including that of Sicilian mobster Giuseppe Joe the Boss Masseria in 1931. And he was widely linked to the infamous Murder Incorporated, a syndicate of contract killers who carried out hits for the Italian and Jewish mafias. In the mid-1930s, Siegel moved from New York to Los Angeles and set up a new criminal empire on the West Coast, where his tough guy persona and movie star good looks proved irresistible to celebrities. And he hobnobbed with the likes of Cary Grant, Frank Sinatra, and the blonde bombshell Jean Harlow. Friends would later say that Siegel harbored a secret desire to be an actor himself, and once even arranged a screen test. He was arrested on suspicion of everything from possession of narcotics and firearms to murder, but he was found guilty only two times and for minor offenses, a 1930 charge of gambling and vagrancy and a 1944 accusation of betting illegally on a horse race. In both cases, he walked free after paying a token fine. Popular legends have characterized Bugsy Siegel as a visionary who invented modern Las Vegas because of his involvement in the Flamingo Hotel. But while he may have added a dose of glitz and glamour to Sin City, there were several casinos and hotels already in operation there by the time he arrived. "Siegel didn't invent the luxury resort casino," wrote Meyer Lansky biographer Robert Lacey. "He did not found the Las Vegas Strip. He didn't buy the land or first conceive the project that became the Flamingo, but by his death, he made them all famous." On the evening of June 20, 1947, Siegel was reading a newspaper at his girlfriend's Beverly Hills home when a gunman fired 9 shots through the window. He was hit 4 times and died instantly. Despite a media circus and a massive police investigation, the precise motive for the killing has never been confirmed, and the case remains open to this very day. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 28th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.